two homes in one, it's a no-brainer, right? Welcome to the Orlando Real Estate Lifestyle, where we explore the intersection of Orlando real estate and your best life. I'm Phil Cruz, here to help you make the most out of your journey in the city beautiful. If you've driven around real Orlando, as I like to call it, anywhere in and around downtown Orlando or around Winter Park, Maitland, Winter Garden, you've certainly seen those kind of odd, maybe awkward looking homes with two doors facing the street, but the doors are spaced apart. Sometimes it's a small gap, maybe 6-8 feet. Other times they're on extreme opposites of the front of the home. Or maybe you've seen that weird home where there's one home in front and then a driveway that goes along the side that seems to connect to a second home in back. Those are what we refer to as duplexes. And duplexes are extremely, extremely popular to real estate investors, but they're hard to find. And there is a lot of them here in Orlando. A friend of mine moved back to Orlando a few years ago and told me, Phil, I simply have to buy a duplex. And I told him, gonna have trouble. You're gonna have trouble finding one. Well, guess what? He ended up buying what's known as a quadplex. Four awkwardly looking homes stacked on a piece of property. He had to get very creative, which I'll explain later on how we did it later in the podcast so that you can potentially learn from he and I's creativity alongside with a great lender partner we had. So as I've sort of implied, a duplex is two homes in one. They share the same roof. They share walls. That has pros and cons associated with it. And you can live in one side of the duplex. In some cases, you can own one side of the duplex only, as opposed to owning the entire side. You know, you can rent out the second half. You can rent out the whole thing. You can Airbnb it in some cases. I'll explain all of that. But before I dig into that any further, I am a real estate agent, after all. And part of the reason I provide this free content to you is in the hopes that when it's your time to make a real estate decision, or when you're having that conversation with a family member or friend over a beer about real estate, that you think of me, you talk about me, and you hit me up. You can find me on social media at _PhilCruz. Now that's Cruz with a K, K-R-U-S-E. Or just Google me, Phil Cruz, K-R-U-S-E. Throw the words real estate at the end, you'll find me. And my direct cell phone number is listed in the podcast episode description. So jump on there, shoot me a text. Oh, and while you're there, go ahead and leave me a 5-star review. It takes 2 seconds. Come on. And then copy the link, text it to a friend, post it on your social media. I am here to share everything about the city beautiful relative to real estate, culture, lifestyle, and even some helpful living tips along the way. All right. Why do real estate investors, and why do you probably, either own a duplex or find the idea of owning a duplex so attractive? Well, it's pretty simple, right? Rental income. Why do people own real estate in general? Okay. To make a profit month over month. A duplex feels like an easy way to do that, right? Instead of buying one house, which you live in, and generally speaking, can't rent out, you might as well buy one building that's bifurcated or split into two homes where you can live on one side, maybe, and rent out the other. That is an awesome way, an awesome strategy, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. You live in one side of the property. You have a mortgage for the entire property, two sides, right? You can call it one duplex or half a duplex is split into two pieces, right? You live in one half of the duplex, you're renting out the other half of the duplex. The rental income associated with the other half of the duplex might be enough to completely offset the cost of your mortgage, and then you have a free place to live. And eventually, once you progress in your career and save more money, you can choose to move into a larger home because usually duplexes are pretty small. We talk of 1 or 2 bedrooms per side, typically. And in some cases, there are 3 bedrooms. Okay, maybe you move out to your new single family home with your spouse and maybe your growing family, and then you can hold that asset. And now you're renting 2 sides of the duplex. And now we're starting to talk about a great base to building some real net worth over time. Or, of course, you can just buy the entire duplex as a straight up rental property, rent both sides, Some investors have a perception that duplexes are less expensive per square foot than single family homes, all right, which is just your regular old house. I'm here to tell you that's not necessarily the case, but it does feel like you're getting more bang for your buck when you're getting two units that you can rent out. Not to mention if you live on one side, or if you own it outright and you don't live in one side, you're renting out both sides. Generally speaking, it's easier to manage it, right? If you have two rental properties that aren't on the same, that are not on the same property, that's more driving, two roofs, right? Two lawns, probably two sewer septic systems, something like that. More can go wrong and they're spread apart. So it's going to be harder to manage that. If you have a duplex, and you, certainly if you live in one side, you don't need to hire a property manager. You can hopefully manage it yourself. You live right next door, hopefully you're friends with those people, or it's easier for a property management company to manage it because they're side by side. Now, I alluded to this next fact, okay? They're hard to find. Now, duplexes are a great investment. I'm not going to argue against that. But to give you a frame of reference, as of this recording, I drew a 5-mile radius around downtown Orlando. That covers a lot. Okay, that's a huge circle, huge cast net around there. We're talking right now, 20, only 20 duplexes available to purchase in a huge area of Orlando, which encompasses my preferred areas of Orlando, Winter Park, downtown Orlando, SoDa, Maitland, College Park, you name it, and beyond. Okay, only 20. To give you a frame of reference or a comparison, in that same 5-mile radius, there's 377 single family homes available for sale. Okay, that's a lot. All right, almost seven times. Well, it's a lot, like 15 times the amount, right? Condos, there's 334 condos available for purchase right now. Only 20 duplexes. I get the calls all the time from investors or friends and family that are interested in investing. I got to have a duplex. They probably listen to somebody else's podcast or some real estate investment YouTube channel that said, oh, the key to building wealth and the key to building a real estate portfolio is buying duplexes. Well, I'm here to tell you, they're hard to find. I can help you do it, but you need to go in with your eyes wide open to understand that it might be a long process. And hey, supply and demand, if there's only 20 duplexes available within 5 miles of downtown Orlando in all directions, don't you think they're going to go for a premium? Yeah, exactly. They will. Now, what about townhomes and how do they fit into the conversation with duplexes? If you've listened to my podcast, you know I'm a property developer as well. So I build single family homes and in some cases, townhomes. A townhome can be a duplex. So it can be complicated. If you've driven by kind of the Boone Blankner high school area, school area, even all the areas I mentioned before, the SoDa areas, the Winter Parks, you're going to find these brand new, what are marketed as townhomes, side by side buildings. And even in some cases, older ones that have been built, you know, in the 90s and stuff, they look like a duplex. They're side by side, they share a door, but they have more modern architecture. The old duplexes from back in the day are single story. The new ones are generally two story. Why? So they can fit 3 or 4 bedrooms in there and have still, you know, have space. Okay. They're marketed today as townhomes, but in reality, they are a duplex. It can get goofy, and I'll explain why, because there's something called fee simple ownership. If you look at a map, if you go on the Orange County Property Appraisers website, for example, and you see your house sitting on there or somebody else's house, it has got a rectangle line around it. And that is everything that that person owns. They own the house that sits on that property, and they also own the land underneath. That's known as fee simple ownership. If you look at some properties, I would say a townhome nearby or a duplex nearby, and you go on the Orange County Property Appraisers website, you might see a line drawn in the middle of that. One townhome or one duplex sitting on one side of the line, and the other one sitting on the other. That means that they only own half the duplex. Fee simple. Okay. So that's the way I do it. And that's the way a lot of the builders do it nowadays is they go into the city of Orlando or Orange County. They tell them they're going to build a duplex. They're going to call it a side-by-side townhome. And they go ahead and they do a lot split or a complicated replat, which is just a lot split on steroids. But the city of Orlando, I just went through one, to split the lot into two but then you can build a duplex on it where the center line that splits the lot into two is essentially the shared wall. Okay. So you can buy it, own it fee simple, own the land underneath you, and then you can own half the duplex. But again, we're going to be marketing those as townhomes. Generally speaking, you share a wall there, you share a roof. There might be some other common stuff associated with that build. You're going to have a homeowners association or covenants. There's going to be some sort of documentation that defines how you guys handle the roof maintenance, the shared walls, anything else. That could mean an HOA fee or homeowners association fee. If you're buying a duplex, generally speaking, you're buying the whole building fee simple, but it's not split into two. If you look at the map on the Orange County property appraiser site, there's not going to be a line in the middle. That means you have to own the whole thing. Okay. So just be aware of that and understand that those are the differences with fee simple versus not fee simple. You own the land or you don't own the land. If you're buying just the half of the duplex and you don't own the land underneath, which there are ways to do that, that you can sell half a duplex, not fee simple. It can be complicated. You are going to have a homeowners association in place, kind of like a condo association, right? If you own a condo in a building, you don't own any of the land underneath. Nobody does. So that's kind of like the same thing. You would have to pay a condo association in that example, or if you're buying half a duplex, that's not fee simple, meaning you don't own the land underneath, you're going to definitely be paying some sort of an HOA or entering into some sort of common use agreement. Okay. So do you know so much now about fee simple ownership, townhomes and duplexes? Well, if you like the information you're getting so far, jump onto Spotify or onto Apple Podcasts and make sure to like and subscribe to my podcast. I drop new episodes every Monday. They're all about Orlando real estate, Orlando lifestyle related topics. I interview interesting Orlando celebrities, if you will, like the poet laureate of the city of Orlando, business owners. I just had a podcast before this episode where I interviewed a gentleman who's an entrepreneur, cannabis leader in the state of Florida to give us an update on the status of the cannabis business in Orlando or in Florida in general. If you like those sorts of topics, if you're interested in real estate, every Monday there's a new episode dropping. Get on there, follow it, like, hit the bell, click whatever you got to click. Give me a 5-star review. And don't forget about my real estate services. I am a listing specialist. I can help you sell your home at the highest price and fast. Okay. You got to have the two. I have a whole episode about that. There's something called the auction effect that I specialize in. Check out that episode. It's early on in my podcast career. You'll find it. Let me know if you have any questions. Okay. I mentioned before my buddy who moved in from out of town, bought a quadplex. Not only did he buy a quadplex, he bought it with a loan. Okay. So you don't need to buy duplexes or investment properties cash necessarily. Not only did he use a loan, he got an FHA loan. An FHA loan, if you don't know what that is a loan subsidized by the government and has a lower interest rate typically, and it's usually marketed and usually used by first-time homebuyers. You have to live in the home in order for you to get an FHA loan. You have to sign an affidavit that says, I'm going to move into that property. So, and you have to put less down. That's actually the big thing, less money down. If you're buying an investment property, most banks and lending institutions are going to force you to put 20% down. That's a lot of cash. And a lot of people don't have that saved up. If you do an FHA loan, you can put as little as 3 or 3.5% down, even towards an investment property, if you're going to live in it. That only makes sense if it's a multifamily type property like a duplex, triplex, or quadplex. So my buddy moved in to one side of the unit, to one of the fourth, and had three tenants and slowly renovated over time and ended up being a great investment for him. So just know, if you are in the fledgling stages of looking into a duplex or multifamily, as always, your first conversation needs to be with the lender to make sure you understand how much money you're going to have to put down, what sort of interest rate you're going to get, because it's going to be higher than if it was a primary residence. And if you can do something creative like my buddy did, I can help you with all of that. I have lenders. I actually interviewed one of my lender partners on a podcast to explain to you what you need to do as a buyer in any stage, whether it's your first home or your 10th home or a duplex. Check out that episode. You'll learn more. Another creative way to own a duplex is to build one. I'm always thinking about building. I'm a property developer after all, and that is where I spend about 25 to 30% of my day other than serving you out there as a buyer and a seller. It takes a lot of creativity and it takes a lot of effort and know-how. You may want to partner with somebody like me if this is the angle you're trying to do, because the easiest way to do it would to be to find an old dilapidated home, probably in the traditional city of Orlando, which is a special designation of areas near downtown Orlando. And the reason I say that is because over the years, they have changed the zoning and they have changed the future land use or density to allow for duplexes and some, in some cases, multifamily to come in. Because as we all know, there's a housing shortage in this country. And if we could squeeze in more homes into existing land that is already in major metropolitan areas that we want to live, that is generally a good thing. So I just went through that process of knocking down a home, going through the complicated replat process, right? The lot split on steroids, so that I can build essentially a duplex. It's a great thing to do, but you got to be on your game. Also, that may not be the highest and best use of the property. In real estate, we talk about highest and best use. You look at that piece of land and say, what's the best building? And go on that. What does that usually mean? Well, in the eyes of an investor, that means how can I make the most money? Are you looking to buy it and sell it immediately to make money? Or are you looking to buy and hold and make rental income? So those things go into account. Highest and best use for a municipality like the city or Orange County might be a park, or might be some sort of infrastructure project. So it, you know, obviously depends on whether you're, you know, a commercial person, an investor, or representing a municipality. And one more thing you want to be very cognizant of if you all do want to build one, and this is huge, is the property connected to sewer, or is it going to have a septic system? Septic laws are changing, and they're going to make it harder and harder to put septic systems on smaller pieces of property. So if you think you can build a duplex out there on a septic system, you might be sorely mistaken. Not to mention, it creates a mess, pun intended, if you have the two homes sharing one septic system. Make sure it's on sewer, like the project I did. And if it's on sewer, you're golden. You can just do a second sewer connection in most cases. You obviously always want to do your due diligence with the city or the county and public works in that case. One last thing I touched on, and I want to bring it back, is the zoning and future land use and what is truly considered multifamily. A lot of people talk to me about, oh, Phil, I want to be a multifamily investor. I want to get a multifamily property. And how do I find those things? Well, in the real estate world, as a real estate agent, they're kind of separated into two categories. You have investment properties, okay? And that's typically your duplexes, your triplexes, and your quadplexes. Quadplex, obviously, meaning four. Once you get to four, it kind of switches to just simply a multifamily property. It is generally considered an apartment complex, and there's different zoning associated with that. Did you know you could actually put a quadplex or four homes, some sort of a four-home compound that maybe has connected walls, maybe it doesn't. You could actually put that on something that's R3, right? Zoning R3, residential-3, meaning three units. Oh, that doesn't make any sense, right? You can put four units on an R3 if the lot's big enough, okay? Same thing with an R2. It can be an R2 property, residential two, that usually means everyone says, oh, it's R2, I can build two homes on it. Well, no. You might be able to build three, or you might only be able to build one. In most cases, when you see R2, that doesn't mean you can build two. It means you can still build one because A, maybe it's not connected to sewer, and everything else says you can build two homes on there, the future land use, the zoning, the size of the property, except for the fact that you can't squeeze the septic system there. If it's on sewer, you probably can't. So these are big things you want to look at. And even in some cases, an R1 property, which sounds like it should just be a single family home, one home, you can build two if it's big enough. Two homes in one. That's a no-brainer, right? Look, duplexes are a great investment, and I'm here to help you in whatever capacity you need relative to real estate and frankly, life in general. I'm here to spread happiness. I'm here to spread love. I mentor kids in the community. I'm part of a charity called New Image Youth Center. I mentor there every Friday. I have podcasts with the leader of that organization, Shante Barton Stubbs. It's an amazing podcast. And I will be doing more podcasts with charitable leaders in the community. So anyway, I'm here to help you get involved in Orlando in any way, shape, or form. I'm a huge Orlando advocate. If you want to move to Orlando, or if you just want to really pump up yourself about our great city, I have an entire episode called Why Orlando is So Great. Check it out. And hit me up if you're looking to sell your home, if you're looking to buy, or if you have any real estate related questions. I'm an open book. I want to help you out. And of course, go and subscribe to my podcast. Give me those 5-star reviews. Share the link with your friends and family. Make sure you register so you get a notification every Monday when I drop new episodes, which I do religiously. Find me on Instagram also at _PhilCruz. That's Cruz with a K, right? I'm on Facebook. Those are my two big platforms. Or you can just Google me, Phil Cruz, KRUSE, for the words real estate at the end. I'll pop up. I'm here to help you. Let's connect. Let's all thrive in this beautiful city. And always know that your best life in Orlando is within reach. Keep embracing every moment. Cheers. Thanks for listening.